As our beloved Master Saint Germain speaks his heart to us this hour, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to clear the outer self, hold harmony and purity within us, and enable him to do that which he needs to do through us for our nation and then the world. Beloved of my heart, as we enter into the release of the power that is ever seeking an opening by which it may bring help to life everywhere, I trust you will know an enjoyment in the use of life when we are through this dictation that as yet you have never quite experienced. And I assure you, you have never touched the fragment of joy yet until you begin to feel all the sacred fire power can do in any outer world activity to set life streams free from the discord generated by mankind. The reason I wish to bring this to your attention is because when you have been in distress and some great activity of the cosmic law or some individual has rendered you assistance to take away from you the distress under which you struggled, you were very grateful, I am sure. But the greatest joy of life is in the release and feeling of the master power of the sacred fire's control of manifestation. And when you draw that forth within yourselves or direct it into outer conditions to consume the limitation and the discord mankind has generated, to see life set free from suffering, I tell you, beloved ones, there is no joy equal to it. I want you to have that experience of enjoying the use of the power that compels the annihilation of human limitation and distress. Many times you think when you desire something intensely that to accomplish it will bring you great happiness. And sometimes a fragment does come. But when you enter into eternal happiness, in the feeling of your master power of life, never again will anything give you the joy that you experience when you draw forth from your beloved I Am Presence and the heart flames of the Ascended Host and the Great Central Sun, when you draw forth that heart flame feeling of the control of manifestation that is all authority and all power, and it says to that which is of human distress, be thou no more. Dear hearts of the light, the feeling of mastery is a joy that will be yours for eternity. And it has nothing whatsoever to do with mankind's feeling of domination, one person over another. The feeling to which I refer is a feeling of freedom. You become the Ascended Master's feeling of freedom. The Cosmic Christ freedom is that feeling of love's control of all in existence. So, blessed ones, regardless of how much effort it takes to gain your momentum by which at any moment you can use the master power of the sacred fire love, and you can fill yourselves with our ascended master, Cosmic Christ, feeling, it will release that power under your direction. And when you begin to enjoy the freeing of one life stream after another from the impurity and discord imposed upon life by mankind's human creation, you will understand that what mankind thinks is freedom isn't but a fraction of the joy of eternity. So when you think of freedom, be sure you remind the intellect of the cosmic Christ feeling, of the mastery that sacred fire love can give, and only sacred fire love gives it. That is why throughout the centuries, mankind has been told that the great sacred fire love is the fulfilling of the law. It is the law. And it is the power of energy to control all energy, all substance, all consciousness with such complete eternal purity that human creation is no longer able to manifest. I hope you will use this, because when you begin to call forth the sacred fire's cosmic Christ feeling in and around yourselves to manifest our feeling into outer physical world conditions, there cannot be one thing within you that is a strain. There cannot be one thing of irritation or strain or struggle. Everything that you feel, when you feel yourselves with your beloved I Am presence and the ascended masters, great cosmic sacred fire feeling of complete control of manifestation, the moment you enter in to the acceptance of that, you will begin to feel your control over conditions around you. And yet it will not be your outer personal self that is controlling. You are but the crystal cup into which the sacred fire's love pours the feeling of freedom from human creation. Once you begin to feel this and fill yourselves with it, there isn't anything in the outer world that can cause you any disturbance or any unhappiness or any limitation again. So this is the great cosmic sacred fire freedom which I am to the earth. I'm the blessed violet consuming flame. Is that cosmic feeling which we bring in to the life of individuals or the powers of nature or the forces of the elements, wherever anything of discord is manifesting, we bring that violet consuming flames, purifying feeling of the sacred fire love. And as soon as that love is felt by the life that is in distress, the distress begins to dissolve and disappear. So, blessed ones, you can become the most amazing healing miracles to life everywhere when you understand this thoroughly, when you use it continuously, and then when you feel you are that presence of cosmic, sacred fire love, the feeling, the cosmic feeling of that violet flame love inside of you. I assure you, it's the greatest happiness you could ever desire. It is you for eternity. You become it. And when all the energy in your emotional body becomes filled with the sacred fire feeling of our freedom from human distress, you cannot help but be happy. You cannot help but understand where freedom is. Because I assure you, there is no freedom in the discord mankind has generated in this world. There is no freedom when human beings have to experience limitation. There is no freedom in the use of the powers of nature and force of the elements when they are sometimes qualified with discord. Unconditional, eternal freedom only exists in the feeling of the sacred fire love, both from you, the heart flame of your beloved I Am Presence, the heart flames of the ascended host, the heart flame of the great central sun, the heart flames of the angelic host, and the beings, the cosmic beings, whose feeling of love drew the substance of earth together to create a planet. I want you to feel the ascended master's feeling of the sacred fire love that is free from human creation. So when sometimes disturbance approaches or you are aware of it, stop a moment and turning to your beloved I Am Presence, say to it and to us, fill me with and make me feel the ascended master's feeling from of freedom from human creation. Make me feel the ascended master's freedom from human feeling. Make me feel the ascended master's feeling of the mystery that consumes discord. Then, my dear ones, will you feel and you will know that you have entered into the powerhouse of existence and you become it as you use it to free the rest of life from discord. And when you understand what the feeling is within the violet consuming flames, purifying love as its heart wraps itself around you and you rest and abide within it, ask your blessed I Am Presence and us to make you feel only the ascended master's feeling of the love and the power, the purity and the freedom of that beloved violet consuming flame. It can love you just as you love a beautiful rose or a flower, just as you love a beautiful sunset or any blessing of the powers of nature and forces of the elements, as you love the life that manifests such beauty and such perfection in the universe, you will begin to understand what love the ascended masters and cosmic beings have poured to the earth to enable mankind to embody here and use the blessings that have been placed in this world to go forth and harmoniously, if they would, gain the experience, use the master powers of life, let the light of the individual's life stream expand, and go forward to attain the ascension. So part of your victory of attaining the ascension is to fill yourselves with the ascended master's feeling of that love of the violet consuming flame and every activity of the sacred fire. That is the master presence, the perfection of life. And when you have felt that, when you feel yourselves with it, when you become it, you will be master over the discord around you. But the first place you must exert your mastery is over the human feeling in your own emotional body. So when the violet consuming flames feeling of the ascended master's eternal freedom comes into you and you let it fill everything in your beings and worlds with its love, its purity, and its blessing to life, ask it to pour through you the ascended master's feeling to life. And I assure you, our feeling is immortal freedom. Never can discord exist within us or contact us or ever touch our life streams. Therefore, our freedom is the eternal sacred fire feeling. And our freedom is forever within ourselves. So, blessed ones, if you care to settle your human creation sometimes, when turmoil seems great around you, draw my miracle mantle of love's mastery around you. And dwelling within my ascended master feeling of eternal freedom, hold that violet flame close within and around you until you feel yourselves completely filled with my freedom from discord. And I assure you, I can make you feel it. I assure you, I will give it to you. I assure you, it will bring you freedom. And I assure you, I will be near to you as I make you feel my mastery over the discord of human creation. And I hope you want it. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. When you think of freedom, be sure you remind your intellect to remember the ascended master's feeling of the sacred fire love that is free from discord, into which discord can never come. What most of mankind feel is freedom is but a release from discord. For every problem in the world, every limitation in the world, every bit of distress is some lack of the feeling of the sacred fire. And so when you fill yourselves with the ascended master's feeling of the sacred fire's freedom from human distress, if you will but let yourselves be quiet and fill yourselves with our ascended master feeling of the sacred fire, its love within you will be the violet consuming flame's purity, and in that no discord can come. Therefore, your freedom from the discord is the master presence that releases you from the discord. And then, as you pour that violet flame love and purity and forgiveness into outer world conditions, it dissolves and consumes the discord that is the lack of freedom. Discord is your limitation, not the things of the world. You sometimes feel, if you had this thing or that thing or some other thing, that you'd be so much freer, and you would not, my dear ones, because freedom comes from only one source in the universe. And that is the feeling, the ascended master feeling of the sacred fire's love, which is indestructible purity, therefore indestructible harmony. And when you cannot feel anything of discord, you are free. This is why we have pled throughout the years for the student body to use the violet consuming flame, that every limitation may be consumed and the outer self kept harmonious long enough to let the momentum come within of our ascended master feeling of the sacred fire's freedom from discord. So, blessed ones, when you are conscious of limitation or obstruction or delay or discord of any kind, don't fight it, please. Don't fight it. The world is doing enough of that. Please accept our heart's love and fill yourselves with our ascended master feeling of the sacred fire's purity, which is freedom from discord. If you will only fill yourselves with and surround yourselves by and dwell within the powerhouse of our ascended master feeling, because it is indestructible purity, its sacred fire love pouring in and around you will free you from every limitation there is. And so when you want healing, when you want supply, begin always with filling yourselves with your beloved I Am Presence own heart's flame and our heart's flame of the feeling of our sacred fire love. And when you have filled yourselves with that, you will begin to realize what the Blessed Goddess of Liberty said the other night when she said, fill yourselves with the sacred fire mastery over all of this world. So I say, fill yourselves with the ascended master's feeling of the sacred fire's love, into which discord can never come, and you automatically must be free. It only takes this one thing, beloved ones. We only ask you to do one thing, but do it all the time. But the outer world won't let you do it, because it is constantly driving discord at you. But you must be master in the house. You must exert your sacred fire mastery. And so today, I say exert. Our ascended master, violet flame freedom, which our feeling of that violet flame is to life everywhere. We want you to feel the power of the violet consuming flame. Now, when you ask your beloved I Am Presence to fill you with the sacred fire power of the violet consuming flame's feeling that forever keeps discord away from you, as you keep charging it into outer activities as well as yourselves, charge it within and charge it around you. Just keep using it. And let it build, because it is eternal. It is permanent. And you can have as much as you take time to draw into yourselves. When you want fresh air, you open the window and let it in. When you want freedom from human discord, open your heart and yourself. Open your feeling world to your beloved I Am Presence and to us, and ask to be filled with our ascended master feeling of the violet consuming flame's freedom from discord, because it is free from discord. It is always free from discord. And no amount of mankind's human creation can ever drive discord into the violet consuming flame. The violet flame is master, and it changes every vibration in existence. Wherever it goes, it compels purification. So our ascended master feeling of the violet consuming flame's love is the release, is freedom. It is the release from all human feeling. So, beloved ones, feel the power that is within it. Call forth the power of the ascended master's feeling. Charge yourselves with it. Fill yourselves with it. Blaze it into everything. Charge it into everybody and everything you contact. Because wherever it goes, it will consume discord. And therefore, beloved ones, the mighty powerhouse of the universe is the sacred fire love. And the ascended master's feeling of that is freedom from discord for eternity. This must come into the feeling of the mass of the people. It must come into the race consciousness of all mankind. It must come into everything that lives, whether it be in the powers of nature, the forces of the elements, or what you call the animal creation, or mankind, or the powers of nature, or the atmosphere of earth. Our ascended master feeling of sacred fire, indestructible purity, must come forth and fill everybody and everything in existence, if human creation is to be annihilated and mankind raised out of the suffering generated by discord. And I assure you, it's no small task to purify this world or this nation or the life streams that have misused life's energy in this world. I know something about that. And you can only purify permanently by the violet consuming flames, purifying feeling of that love from the heart of creation that is the mightiest energy in all existence, the mightiest concentration of consciousness, the mightiest power in existence to control or produce manifestation. So, blessed ones, someday you must come and live at the heart of your being. And your beloved I Am presence, feeling of the freedom which that sacred fire loves purity is to life, your mighty I Am presence feeling can never be touched by human discord. So whether you call to your beloved I Am presence or you call to your the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, the great angelic host, matters not. Fill yourselves with the ascended master's feeding, for I assure you, your beloved I Am presence has never felt human discord and never will. So the sacred fire feeling of the love of your beloved I Am presence inside of you will repel and consume the discord generated either within yourselves or by the world around you. And the ascended master's sacred fire, I assure you, is the master presence, a power without limit. When we offered you our miracle mantle of love's mastery, it meant exactly this. The miracle mantle of our love's feeling is the eternal purity that is all freedom. You can't have freedom without purity. Purity is freedom. Eternal freedom is purity. The sacred fire is all of both and is one. So now there must come the time when you learn to use its power. So when you call forth the power of the ascended master's feeling in and around yourselves, you will find yourselves master of conditions. You must use the power in order to become aware of what it can do for you, and you must become the power yourself. And that power is the ascended master's sacred fire purity of our feeling of that love. And our feeling of that love is master over any of mankind's human discord. When you call forth the master presence of the ascended master's purifying feeling, it can flesh in one wave or it can flesh as an ocean of that sacred fire. And this is the power to which I refer. There is no limit to the concentration you can have. There is nothing can oppose its perfection. But you must use it, and in order to use it, you must become it. So when you make up your minds to be filled with, surrounded by, and become the ascended master's feeling of sacred fire freedom from human creation, you have but to continue the call and then use the power. Because knowledge unused passes from the mind. And if you are going to be master over circumstance, you must become the sun presence of our sacred fire feeding, of the sacred fire's purifying love that is for eternally free from human discord. It is not idly that I am here today, and your nation needs this purity. The people of the outer world must be purified, or they must leave the earth. So, beloved ones, those of you who know this law have been prepared to carry the responsibility of the future. We are the directors of that, and we have brought you thus far in the light, hoping you would become each one a sun presence of the powerhouse of our love to the earth, and draw our feeling into the physical octave by blazing the violet consuming flames, eternal purifying love, into everything you contact to control manifestation. And this is part of the sacred fire's miracle manifestations that must come into the physical octave, and they must come into you first. Then, as you become that powerhouse, you use these powers of the sacred fire in outer world conditions to free your fellow man from the discord that must be consumed. And it can only be consumed by the sacred fire. So, blessed ones, were I to talk to you for eternity, I could take you through infinite space, and you would see again and again and again the same law controlling all in existence by that supreme presence of the sacred fire. So, blessed ones, if you care to make yourselves a powerhouse of the ascended master's feeding of the sacred fire, and its purifying love frees you from human creation, you can have all the powers, the master powers of life, to use in outer world conditions to help your fellow man be free from the discord that has been created through lack of love. Every bit of discord on this earth has been created by lack of the purity of the sacred fire. So when you begin to fill yourselves with our ascended master feeling of the sacred fire's purity, I assure you, love takes command of its own. And that fiery Christ love to which I refer is master of all in this world, master of all worlds, master of all systems of worlds. Think you not it is master of you? Do you not think you can be master of circumstances generated by the rest of mankind, if you will but understand it? This law, fill yourselves with it, use its power, direct it to free life, and wherever you abide, call forth the ascended master's feeling of the sacred fire's purifying love that frees life everywhere, everywhere, everywhere from human creation. So your decrees of late, when you've called forth the purification of the nation and conditions that life may be free from human distress, we are very grateful for every decree you have given, and we are very grateful to give you our feeling, our sacred fire love, our purifying freedom, that you may be its powerhouse and protect your nation, and then purify everywhere until peace comes to the earth for eternity. So, blessed ones, this has many, many, many blessings and miracles to give you. And if you will but become it, there isn't anything we can withhold from you. So I trust you will go forward and use the gift we offer, become its power to bless your fellow man, and go forward and release the sacred fires, purifying love of our feeling that is the only freedom that ever was, ever will be, or is now. So, blessed ones, freedom to the earth means the sacred fire's eternal purity. Freedom to the earth means the ascent of Master's feeding within life instead of mankind's feeling of discord. The ascent of Master's power to produce that freedom is without limit. Is Master everywhere, is free as the air you breathe, and will always make you victorious. But you must fill yourselves with it. You must become it. You must blaze its power. And wherever you abide, you will set life free. And as you free life from discord, love will love you into your own. So may the fullness of your mighty victory be drawn in and around you by the service we offer, the love that is Master, and the sacred fire that is the purifying feeding of life that raises all into perfection forever. So my heart flame ever enfolds you, and the miracle mantle of the ascended Master's feeling, blazing its sacred fire purity in and around you, releases life everywhere and frees life everywhere from human creation. Let the cosmic bells ring. The ascended Master's purifying, feeding to the earth that carries the love of eternity and brings peace once and forever to all life that passes this way. So our miracle mantle enfolds you in its magic powers. Our armor ever protects you. And the great divine plan fulfilled will forever flood its blessings without limit to fill you and your world with the perfection of eternity and freedom from human creation becomes yours in the attainment of the ascension. So I commend you to the use of my ascended Master feeding. Now the violet flame purity that will free all life, substance, energy, and consciousness from discord forever, from impurity, from everything that is not the God creation and God perfection of eternity. So, blessed ones, try this out. Make yourselves as strong a powerhouse of our ascended Master feeding as possible at this time, and keep charging it into outer world conditions so that at least where you abide, safety and protection and purity hold control, and freedom from discord enables our feeling to go forth into outer world conditions and perfect mankind, hold control of all within your nation, and lift the nation and the world out of the horrors of human creation. And while that raising takes place, that human creation is consumed from the universe, never to touch any part of life again. And that, I assure you, is a joy that only freedom can bring. And that freedom is our feeling of love to life that sets it free in the attainment of the ascension. So we welcome you to the use of this power, and you cannot fail. So go forward and take your victory, and wherever you abide, you release the sacred fire power and consume human discord as quickly as possible, and exert your own mastery as you give this assistance to the rest of life. And we, watching, can send legions of the angels of the sacred fire to blaze the purifying feeding of our love everywhere in this physical world until freedom of eternity, our ascended master freedom, has come to dwell on earth and bring peace for eternity. I commend you to its love. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, Blessed Saint Germain. And we thank every being who has poured love to us throughout the ages. Now blaze whatever sacred fire, purifying love, frees those under this radiation from human creation, and pour forth the feeding through us of the ascended masters, control of all conditions wherever we abide. And we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to honor this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascended master feeling of the sacred fire's purity, that feeling of love that consumes everything that is of human creation by the violet consuming flame as quickly as possible. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know we're going to require to make us the victory that brings purity into this nation, and through this nation, peace to the earth forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have loved us through the centuries. Now fill us with your love. Wherever we abide, its sacred fire purity goes forth and frees life everywhere from human creation. We thank thee. For the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress enough of the ascended master's feeling of sacred fire purity to move everywhere in the physical octave and compel the purification that does bring freedom and peace to this world for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit. And to our beloved Saint Germain, we give everything for eternity. May it be enough to draw the ascended master's feeling into this world of the sacred fires, indestructible purity that does free life forever from all that is of human creation. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illuminated, used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, until the victory of eternity has freed life everywhere from all human creation. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all of whatever is required of the sacred fires, ascended master feeding of indestructible purity to concentrate into the physical octave, the consuming of human creation for eternity. We thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may beloved Saint Germain's ascended master feeding of the violet flame's eternal purity bring the freedom of his peace to the earth for eternity. We thank thee.